The U.S. Attorney for the District and a special agent in charge of the Washington field office of the FBI just held a news conference where they shed a little more light on the case against former D.C. Council Chairman Kwame Brown. Ron Machen and Ron Hosko say that despite Brown's guilty pleas today, the investigation does continue into Brown's 2008 campaign. Today, Brown pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor campaign finance charge just hours after he pled guilty to a bank fraud charge. It's a felony bank fraud charge.
Joining us now live to talk about it, Washington Post columnist Mike DeBonis. Thanks for being back, Mike.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So the investigation into Kwame Brown's campaign, 2008 campaign, ongoing. That's bad news for Kwame Brown. What does it mean?
Well, for Kwame Brown, you know, he today pled to charges related to that investigation, and I think for the parts of the case that are discussed in those charging documents, he doesn't have to worry anymore. The question is there other things? And U.S. Attorney Ron Machen said today that they don't anticipate any new charges against Brown. But his brother was involved in this, other people in his campaign were involved in this, and maybe they should be wondering what's going to happen next.
Now, we heard from Kwame Brown earlier today, tearfully apologized for what has happened. Tell us more about that. What were your impressions when you saw him?
Well, you know, he made this, he was tearful. He was also defiant in saying that, yes, I did wrong, but this did not have to do with my job as chairman. I didn't steal money from my campaign. But the U.S. attorney today was very strong in saying the conduct alleged here, or that he admitted to, taking campaign cash and handing it out without records, is a very serious violation that really gets to the heart of the integrity of the election process, and that he said he, quote, could not allow Kwame Brown to remain in office.
We only have 15 seconds, so, Mike, quickly, what does this mean for the district government?
We're going to pick a new chairman next week, and hopefully we'll see what else the U.S. attorney has in store. It could be the mayor. It could be other people involved in the chairman's investigation. Who knows?
Mike, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Washington Post columnist Mike DeBonis.